I switched off the phone very gently. It was simpler than announcing to Andrew the change in our way of life. It was easier than explaining to him, "Our marriage has just been mortally wounded, quite by accident, by a gang of bullies picking on a blind man." I put down the phone and I looked at Lawrence. "I'd really like to see you again," I said. Ours was an office hours affair, a long lunches in short skirts affair, a sneaked afternoons in nice hotels affair, even the occasional evening. Andrew was pulling all-nighters in the newspaper's offices, and so long as I could find a babysitter, Lawrence and I could do what we liked. Occasionally, in a lunch hour that had extended almost to tea time, with white wine in my hand and Lawrence naked beside me, I thought about all the journalists who were not receiving guided tours, all the meet-the-media breakfasts that were not getting planned, and all the press releases that were waiting on Lawrence's computer with the cursor blinking at the end of the last unfinished sentence. "This new target represents another significant advance in the government's ongoing program of..." Handing out in-flight meals in a plane crash. That's what our affair was meant to be. Lawrence and I escaped from our own tragedies and into each other, and for 6 months, Britain slowed incrementally during normal office hours. I wish I could say that's all it was. Nothing serious, nothing sentimental, just a merciful interruption, a brief blinking cursor before our old stories resumed. But it was gorgeous. I gave myself completely to Lawrence in a way that I never had with Andrew. It happened easily, without any effort on my part. I cried when we made love. It just happened. It wasn't an act. I held him till my arms ached, and I felt agonies of tenderness. I never let him know. I never let him know either, but I scrolled through his BlackBerry, read his emails, read his mind while he slept.